Welcome to another episode of the Choose Your Soul Show. We are your hosts. I'm Hakeem.
My name is Alyssa.
And we are passionate about providing perspective, resources, and methods to help you choose yourself and strengthen your soul. Now, soul is an acronym for soul, optimism, understanding, and legacy. So go ahead, subscribe, share, download, send to a friend, invite your family in to expand the collective so we can get this growth together. Every episode, we got a special guest to help you GYM, and that's Grow Your Mind. This week, Miss Jess, one of the best. Come on now. Mother of four, went from working full-time at Walmart with the rollback prices. Some of y'all got to put that rollback in your yoga pants every time you sit down, so stay tuned in if you're working on that. She was stressed out with major victim mentality, went from being medicated for thyroid issues to building multiple businesses. Multiple streams of income online and healing herself from the inside out. Get off the meds. Good for you, Jess. Now she's in the best shape of her life on round three of 75 hard. Golly, some of y'all eating 75 soft serves in a year. So stay tuned in if you're trying to change your habits. Come on now. We're going to take you from thick fluffy to thick fit. Let's get it.
Hey, girlfriend. I'm so excited to have you on. One of my favorite people of all time. How are you doing today?
I'm so good. New month.
So excited to have you.
Thank you for having me.
It is. It's August 1st, Leo season. And Jess is actually very into astrology, which she uses in her coaching and her daily life. So we'll get into that in a little bit. But okay. So our whole topic today is going to be around discipline, because you actually created a guide around divine discipline and how to be disciplined in life after not being so disciplined for a long time. So why don't you tell us how you transitioned from feeling, you know, super unorganized and then to now developing a business plan? And can you talk about any specific moments that told you, like, holy shit, I need to change how I'm living my life? Otherwise, I'm just going to be in this continuous cycle until I die.
Yeah, no, for sure. Unorganized is definitely how I felt. So I'm glad that you like use that word, because what I would see is so many people who just went after it and like had this work ethic. And it's funny because I, you know, you have these like vivid memories of when everything clicks. And I literally asked someone, like, where do you get work ethic? Like, do you get it on Amazon? Like, because I just can't follow through, like, to save my life. Like, it was just, it was hard to find myself ready for the day, let alone like to tackle tasks. And honestly, personal development, I have to give it like my, that was like probably the first thing. And to be honest, someone had sent me a podcast for the first time, and I'm like, why would you send me this? Like, what is this boring, you know, someone just talking about things, like making me feel bad about the shitty life I was living? Like, and I started to hear about people talk about failure to prepare is preparation to fail. And I wasn't ever like ready for the day. I wasn't ready for the goals that I was setting. You have these like New Year's resolutions, you have these things going on, but if you don't change who you are, nothing is going to change. And so going from being unorganized, undisciplined, having nothing together, I had that moment of other people are doing it with less than I have, with way worse circumstances. And what I need to do is build work ethic like a muscle. And I need to build my grit. I need to build my mentality so that I can push through and handle my life. You know, like the whole goal is to eat. And then we have stuff on our plate and we're so overwhelmed with, I have so much on my plate, instead of getting after it and eating. You know, the whole goal is to eat. And, you know, the biggest thing, though, because after the personal development, that only goes so far until you start to apply it in your life. And like you said, I'm on my round three of 75 hard. And that right there was the most humbling thing, because the first time that I succeeded, I had tried it two times before actually following through with the third time. And It humbles you, because it really shows you if you have any type of time management, if you have your life together or not, and trying to fit everything in a new life into your current life really just shows you how unorganized you actually are. And so it took me a few tries. And then once I really locked in, it is a mindset challenge. It is mindset, like mind toughness, a mental toughness challenge. So I would say that was probably like the specific moment or the strategy was listening to podcasts daily. Because, you know, you have the same, what is it? You have 80,000 thoughts a day and 85% of them are the same every single day. And so to introduce new thoughts, you need to listen to new things or read new books. And listening to podcasts and then taking the action and following through. Shout out to Andy Frisella for creating 75 Hard and First Form and all of the challenges that he has. But I would say that's what helped me be organized, because you have to really understand that you're unorganized first and admit it before you actually do something about it.
Damn. That's like everything. I heard about that 75 Hard, you know, thought about it, but shit, I make up my own 75. But you said, the whole goal is to eat, you know, and first you got to make sure you got the proper soil to plant the seed. And the seed is the information. The seed is the new information. So grow your mind, learn something new, see what's possible, what's been done, what the failures are, and then allocate time to adjusting your life. And I feel like for me in AF2, reading is what really changed my life about myself. Reading audibles, interviewing people, asking people around me, and just understanding that I don't know shit in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for anybody who's listening, if you don't know what 75 Hard is, essentially for 75 days straight, you can't falter. You have to do this every single day. It's two workouts. One has to be outdoors, both 45 minutes, a gallon of water, 10 pages of a nonfiction book. You have to take what's it called?
Progress
pictures every day. And then what's the one more? I think she
meals.
Yeah. And so, yeah. So I had started it at one point and I made it through like 30 days. And then I caved and I never started again. But definitely, I went reflecting back, even thinking about it, that was a really good thing for setting discipline in, especially when I was like working out, because that was something I didn't do at all. So then I would say ever since then, I started doing it a little bit a week, like sometimes a week. And now I do it more often now to in the present moment. But anyway, it's a really great challenge. You can Google it. It's all over the place. You can do 75 soft if you want to start like a little bit, you know, whatever. But definitely agreed about the podcast. And I remember I'm such a music head, right? Like I probably have the widest taste in music out of anyone I know. I love finding new music. I love listening to music. But when I started online business, and I had to understand and think like a CEO as opposed to thinking like an employee, because I had to change my situation. I started like, you know, in the car. It was so unheard of for me to not be listening to music. But I started listening to audibles and podcasts and YouTubes like nonstop in the car. So I'm like, if I can do it, if you want to change your life, that is the thing. Because like Jess said, you need new information to think from. You can't keep doing the same exact things throughout your entire life every single day if you want to make changes, because it's like you have to have new synapses connecting in your brain from new information that you never heard before. And then you're going to have light bulb moments like all the time. You're like, oh, holy shit, I never thought of things like in this particular way. Whoever says it, sometimes it might take multiple people saying the same thing for you to really like get it in your head. So the repetition is key too, of daily. That's why she said daily, because if you're only listening to something that's, you know, developing yourself like once a week or maybe once or twice a month, it's not going to make any changes because it's not on that consistent basis. So agreed, because that was when it really changed for me too, like listening to all this information, like holy shit, like it was just like pew, 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 pew. You feel like Mario where you're unlocking new levels and like, you know, it's just crazy.
And it's crazy because the people that put you on, like it's free game, but that's why it's free game, because not everybody's gonna pick it up. And the girl who had sent it to me, like I know she meant well. And sometimes people aren't in that place, but when you are and you actually take it in and like apply it and listen to it and like comprehend the podcast in particular, it's called Quote of the Day Show by Sean Croxton. And he just takes clips. He clips like 10 to 15 minutes of people like Mel Robbins, Joe Dispenza, Jim Quick, Andy Frisella. Like, so I was put on to hundreds of people just through one podcast where he uploads Monday through Friday, but he already had thousands before I started. So I was even able to listen to some on the weekend, or if I wanted to double up. My commute to work at that time was an hour there and an hour and a half home. So I was able to listen to so many podcasts. So like you said, all of that new information is so necessary.
Get up on that treadmill, y'all. Do some cardio and work on your active meditation. Why are you doing cardio? Focus on the material that you're listening to. Focus on the thoughts that are generated by the material. And then try to let the emotions of, oh, this sucks, oh, this is painful, I want to get off, I'm tired, let those pass and really tune in to the information, because you're all the chemicals being released in your mind, you're actually more programmable when you're in that state with the dopamine release, the serotonin, and your neuroplasticity, because you are active, your heart rate's up, there's oxygen in your bloodstream. So that's really what changed. I remember one time I was listening to David Goggins' book, boy, I biked about 25 miles, didn't even know it. And then yeah. I hit the snooze after that.
Yeah, in that book. Yeah. Oh my God, he runs like 100, what does he run, like 100 meter, 100 miles with broken shins or some shit like that? You're like, well, damn.
I said, why am I complaining about this damn bike in this air-conditioned gym? He ain't got no legs running.
Crazy. So, okay, Jess is actually an astrology and energy coach, and we met through direct sales. That's how I met her about 3 years ago. And so now she's kind of, we both transitioned to other things outside of that. So shout out to direct sales for introducing us and giving us these business skill sets, these online skill sets that we would have, you know, have helped us expand into more. But so at what point, you have four kids, two, you know, I know you have two are your own bio, and then you have share two with your man and her and his co-parent. So what are the challenges that you face with, you know, trying to find the time and the discipline to get your shit done while you're dealing with all this stuff at home, all these kids? And like, I know you were going through your youngest two are pretty little still. And I know when you were starting your businesses, they were toddlering. And so tell us kind of how you've made shifts into balancing everything.
It's a great question. My biological children are 5 and 1 will be 4 this month. So I had them back to back, and my oldest two are 9 and 8. And when I started dating, you know, my man now, they were 2 and 3. And so I feel like I've just been in this toddler phase like forever. And it's tough, you know, like they're learning, but so are you. And something that someone told me was that we don't go into a child life. The child comes into our life. And so if you want them to be programmed, or you want them to, you know, be a certain way, do a certain thing, have certain things, it's on you to get you where you want to go. And so when they came into my life, I wanted the norm. I wanted them to see the norm of us being active, working out, reading books, like listening to audios. And so I love that I had the practice with my older two bonus kids, because we were doing yoga together. I was already like starting to get into that mindset of the personal development and just wanting something more than working for something else, because I still was working for an employer at the time. And now that they're growing older, I keep having to remind myself, like, your business is also like a child. Like, all of your children have different needs, and so does your business, so does your self-care, so does your routine. And you can't just like neglect one of them and be like, good luck. You know, you have to really incorporate everything as if it's a part of you, because how you do one thing is how you do everything. So everything that enters in my vicinity, I have the power to orchestrate how I want it to go. Does it go 100% amazing every single time? No. Is there, you know, tantrums, or are there things that go astray? Sure. But that's also the mental toughness of making life happen. So honestly, the time management, and you just include them in what it is that you're doing in your lifestyle. I told my children this the other day. I said, children don't do what you tell them. They do what they see. And if they see their parents reading, or they see their parents working out, but if they see their parents lazy and sitting on the couch and just Netflix and chilling and making excuses, you know, we tell our kids like, go chase your dreams. And then when they get old enough, they're like, why didn't you chase your dreams? Why are you telling me to do something that you didn't do? And so I have to tell them like, hey, I have a call right now. So, you know, mommy's going to be a little bit busy, or daddy's at work. And my man is also an entrepreneur. And so we tell them like, you get to choose. Do you want to work for yourself, or do you want to work for building someone else's something? And when you work for yourself, you get to choose your hours. And sometimes that's 24/7. Sometimes it's 2 hours a day. It just depends on what you're working toward. And so the challenges with building the business was really just advocating for myself, especially being a woman. You know, it's like, you don't really ever ask dad, like, you know, where are the kids? How are you able to work this much? Or, you know, you don't ask the dads the questions that you ask the mom, like, oh, well, who's watching the kids if you're not with them? Or everyone, it's just the stigma. So it's more so like, hey, I'm going to go take time for myself with my business coach or my mentor, or to meditate or to work out. And from jump, that gym membership was had. There was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And when people, you know, putting my kids in kids club, getting them acclimated to going with other kids, like, it's hard. Starting a business is hard. You don't even know how to do it at first. And getting your kids acclimated to leaving you for an hour so that you can have mental, like, just like you were saying, a workout, the dopamine, the serotonin, the endorphins that you experience, it's so important to, like, advocate for yourself. Like, I'm going to be a better mom because of this workout, because of this money that I'm making. And it takes sacrifice in me, not just, I can't just be a mom, right? Like, I also have to be a business owner. I also have to be me, because I was a person before I was any of those things. And if you don't take care of the vessel, how can you do any of this spiritual shit or business shit? So really, it's just about setting an example. And it's not easy. It's hard as fuck, but it is. It's the most rewarding thing, because my children are never going to be able to say that, oh, you know, mommy didn't think that she could, so she did it. Or she stopped. She was running really fast, but then she stopped. I want them to always be able to say that I did everything I could and I made it. And I showed them the way of discipline and grit and tenacity and, you know, just character development in general.
Character is it, man. I ain't got no kids. But I tell people all the time, you got to put yourself before your kids, because otherwise none of y'all benefit from you. If you get sick, your kids' life stop, your husband life, your mama, your daddy, all kinds of shit. So the things that are you require to be your best for your family have to come first. And that's just like business, too. Like, I won't start taking calls, or I won't start, you know, working on my plan or Excel sheet until I chose myself. And that goes into time management of taking my ass home early. Don't stay out late, because I know I gotta sleep. I gotta choose myself, and then I gotta be ready at 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9. But the thing people, I think people forget, is they skip the self part when they want to be flexible. And for me, I'm not skipping the self. I might condense it, but I don't have any kids though, so I can't really speak on it. But you just proved my point, so thank you for that. Shit, choose yourself before your kids, y'all.
Right.
not selfishly though, but yeah, healthy wise, not selfishly. Like, don't spend your damn rent check on a bag. Shit.
Right. You as a mom and as a business owner, you can't get sick, and so taking care of your health is the ticket to being able to do everything you want to do. Like, I tell people all the time, because yes, I'm the astrology energy coach and I do the spiritual woo-woo stuff as well. But like, you can't do the spiritual woo-woo stuff if you're sick and unhealthy and obese and diseased. Like, all of that stuff will be for nothing if you're not also taking care of the vessel that is doing this spiritual woo-woo work. And it is the all of it. You like, even if you hear people say, like, what's the cheat code to doing it? Like, just tell me one thing. And they're like, the one thing is that you have to do all of it. Like, there is no cheat. You got to do all of it, all the work. And so getting myself healthy, even with the thyroid thing you were talking about, getting myself healthy is a non-negotiable, because there is no days off for motherhood or for entrepreneurship or for becoming your best self. Like, I always say, don't let your weekends be your weekends. Like, just because it's the weekend doesn't mean you get to be weak and feeble and do nothing. Like, you have no days off. 75 hard is, if you ever do it, it'll show you real quick. It doesn't matter if it's a holiday. It doesn't matter if it's the weekend. It doesn't matter how sore you are. You go do what you need to do. You do what you need to do so you can do what you want to do.
Life.
Ooh, that was a banger. But yeah, especially no days off, especially if you're not where you want to be, especially if you hate your job and you hate waking up to go to the job that you hate every day, especially, like, why are you taking weekends off? If you want to, you have, you know, the internet in the palm of your hands where you can build something substantial with something you're passionate about, where you can have all the time to work on your health, to do your spiritual practices, if that's something that you don't have time for right now. I remember at the beginning of when I started entrepreneurship in 2018, I would wake up. I had to be to work at 8:30 a.m. I would wake up at 5, do an hour and a half of work. I didn't have a morning routine at that time. I didn't even like, I couldn't even comprehend what that meant. So I'd do an hour and a half of work. My son was one, so I'd get him ready for daycare, drive him to daycare, drive to work while I'm listening to audios the entire time. And then I would get home from work and work on my business from 9 to 11 and then wake up and do the same thing for like as long as it took until I got to the point I needed to be at. It wasn't like, you know, and it's not like I never went out or, you know, I was like 3 years of hardcore busting my ass, but I definitely said no to a lot of things that I normally wouldn't have. And that got me to where now, you know, full-time online, doing what I want. My son will never know me as a working parent. I'm always home when he's home. And so that to me is worth the sacrifice at the beginning, even if it took a couple years, because what's a couple years compared to the rest of your life, right? So, yeah.
Like set an example for your kids. You got to set an example for your business partner and your clients. You can't attract, who you want to work with? I mean, you want to work with somebody who can't handle stress and can't make meetings on time and shows up sloppy and sweaty and doesn't care about their appearance, their gut, their health. Like, I don't want to build a business with somebody like that. That's unreliable. Just like if you're a parent or, you know, a client, you don't want a coach trying to tell me how to live who's freaking sloppy and overweight. I just won't listen to you because you don't listen to you. So obviously, the way you say it isn't convincible to me, to you. So I'm going to doubt what you say. So be that person you want to attract, whether you're trying to find a partner, whether you're trying to exemplify the type of parent you want to be, whether you're trying to, you know, acquire clients or grow your business. You got to be that person. And it starts, I say, with sleep and then your morning routine.
Yeah. Why don't you tell us about your morning routine, Jess? What do you do in the mornings before your kids wake up?
That's a good question. It evolves, you know? So anybody listening, like, definitely give yourself the space to experiment, because even just in human design, my profile number is 3-5, which is like the great experimenter. And even as a projector, I go first. I'm like, don't worry, I'll get you the cheat code and then I will supply it. And what that takes is experimenting and giving yourself space to do that. So my morning routine right now, because I'm on 75 hard, is that I get up around 4:30, 4:45, and I go on my 45-minute walk outside because I am in Arizona. So doing that outdoor workout in the middle of the day when it's like 117 degrees, which I'm on like day 18 right now, I have had to do at 2 p.m. one of the days because I decided I didn't want to do it that day in the morning. But I wake up and I go straight into my walk, and then I meditate, and then I read my 10 pages of my book, and then, you know, shower, do all of the hygienic things. And like I said, failure to prepare is preparation to fail. So my clothes are already out. My book is already out. My headphones are already charged where they need to be. My walking shoes stay in a certain place so that they're right by the front door. There's no excuse. But the major three things that I do want to mention are those three: is exercise, meditation, and reading. Because if you've ever read the 5 a.m. Club, there is the deconstruction method and there's the 20-20-20 method, and moving your body first and then having some type of, you know, meditation, journaling, reflection, and then having the new information, whether it's a podcast, audio, or reading, is such a great way to start the day. Because the physical activity, and something that I'm really getting into lately, is physical activity before digital activity and getting your body moving with the real hormones, not fake dopamine. Like, let me check how many people liked my stuff, let me check my bank account, like stuff that's just that.
Get some coffee.
What you need. It's right, exactly. Like the caffeine, like get yourself the actual cortisol levels, you know, away from that waking state. But that is such a great method, is getting right into a workout, getting right into a walk, wake yourself up, get some vitamin D on your face. And then the meditation, because you're still very suggestible, right? You just got out of that theta state. And as you make your way to that alpha state of the brain waves, you're getting more alert. And when you get back into that theta state, you're way more programmable. So you have that meditation and you kind of dump a little bit of yesterday, and then you make space for what it is that you're about to read or what it is that you're about to listen to. And then I jump into my day. When my kids wake up, then we, you know, we do all the things to get them ready for the day. And then I go to the gym, and then I go to work. My work day is usually like 10 to 2. And then I have a certain, you know, I'm sure we'll get into it later, but astrologically speaking, every day has a different theme. Every day has a different thing that's getting done in my business, but also my home and also my life. And I follow that to a T, and it really just makes everything so much smoother. There is no excuse when you set yourself up for success like that. Just like the quote by James Clear, the Atomic Habits, you do not rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems.
Yep. You heard it here first, y'all. Get some D on your face. Vitamin D, though.
But that's so true. All of them. I love my morning sun. I'm glad you brought up the days according to astrology, though, because Keem and I were just talking about that before the call, because I'm like, Jess lives her life by the planets and the days that rule each day are the planets that rule each day of the week. And I'm like, I am going to start doing that. So anyway, what were you going to say, though, Keem?
I'm saying even stretching, you know, that's the first thing I do. You ain't got to get out, go do all that. Do 30 minutes of stretching. I mean, it's painful for most, but it literally hones in on your discipline and patience. Can you hold that painful position for 30 seconds without complaining and cutting yourself short? And then when you open up the muscle fibers, you get your blood flowing, you work on your breath work. I go right to the bathroom, right to my yoga mat before I even get to my journaling, because that's what helps me wake up. Right after stretching, I'll meditate. So before I even look at any screens, I'm still in the dark the whole time, trying to wake my body up to, you know, with my mind and activate my conscious control. But I agree, working your body first instead of trying to wake up and write or answer emails or freaking create or read while you're still kind of in that wake up state. It's tough to do. So that I feel myself when I lay on the yoga mat, sometimes I'd be ready to nod off, and I just got to tell myself, finish this stretching, man. You're going to feel better after. And then that's why my videos be at 3:30 in the morning, all happy, because I just stretched.
I need that adjustment, because I do my journaling and meditating before working out and going to the gym. So I need to switch that, I think. I'm going to switch it up and see how it makes me feel, because I am sleep. I'm a sleepy gal. And I'm like, I look back at my writing sometimes and it's like, what? I can't even read what the hell I said.
And that's why I say, like, give yourself that space to experiment, because there was a time where journaling first thing did really serve me, because from the book, The Artist's Way, my mentor had suggested this, but it's called Morning Pages. And what you do is you write a stream of consciousness. So every single thought that pops into your head, you write it for 3 full pages. So however long it takes. And it does, you know, it takes some time, because you start to get to like halfway through the page and you're like, is that legible? Like, is that English? And it does take the time. And sometimes I would wake up and go straight into meditation. But like Keem was saying, like once I could get out of the excuse phase, because I used to be like, oh, there's no way I can go on a walk. There's no way I can get out of bed. Like, I'll just do all my morning routine stuff from here. Like, then I was like, well, what if I just tried it, you know? So the 20-20-20 method, it's only 20 minutes. And you can always start with like 5 minutes. Like Keem said, stretch. Like, rub your hands together. Get your body activated before you jump into that stuff. Because you typically, if I were to meditate first thing, your girl is going right back to sleep. Like, it's going theta to delta.
Cold shower. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's happened to me many times. I fall back asleep and then I wake up like 2 hours later. I'm like, oh my fucking God. But, you know, in the morning, you're like, oh, it just sounds so nice to just, and then I put on some frequency music, and then it's like, okay, this is a lullaby taking you back to dream state. Why'd you do that? I don't know. But I'm glad that you brought up astrology and human design. Well, I already said you're an astrology coach, but human design, which incorporates astrology. And so you're a projector, all 3 of us are, rah-rah to the projector vibes. And so how has that played a role in helping you understand yourself when it comes to business? Because as projectors, which we talked on a previous episode about, the energy of projectors is much different than manifesting generators or generators, you know? And so it's like, we can approach things a lot differently to help serve us personally. So how do you incorporate it, knowing, you know, when you have to rest and not having to push yourself so hard, compared to how maybe you used to work in the past before you understood it?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, projectors, if you look at human design, there's the manifesting generator, reflector, manifester, and projector. And projectors and reflectors don't have their own energy source. So once our battery is done for the day, it's done, like it's out. But generators, they can run off their own regenerative battery by being around other people. Absolutely not for me. Like I know when I'm like, it's time for sleep, solitude, and silence. And those are, when people are like, what are your hobbies? I'm like, recharging is my, honestly, is my best hobby. And, you know, even though I get all this stuff done, that doesn't mean that I don't like to rest. I don't like to sleep. I don't like silence away from life, but I work for that. I earn those things in my life by really taking advantage of the time and the energy that I do have. So I learned that I was a projector in 2019, and I felt very seen when it said, you know, they always say like, it's great for you to take a nap. It's good for you to sleep alone. Even
people, hell yeah,
in relationships, every time I've had a human design reading, the reader, you know, the expert is always like, you should sleep alone at least one night a week. And I felt like they gave me a permission slip to be myself, because we're always trying to fit in with society of like, this is just how it is. This is how you should work 9 to 5. This is what time you should work out. This is how many hours you should be available to your family. I'm like, who wrote this book? Like, I don't like it.
A generator.
Right? So knowing these things, and, you know, I'm sure you guys can relate because you are projectors, but I've always been like the cheat code queen. What people get done in 8 hours, I can do in 2. And I don't want to feel guilty about it. I want to be able to give it back. I want to be able to, okay, now that I've done the work, I did what you asked. Now I'm going to go do what I want, guilt-free. I don't want you to make me feel bad that I do want to lay down, or I do want to be alone, and I don't want to be, like, I was the type to, like, say I'm going to the bathroom at a party and then just leave. And that was, you know, that's the party trick. Like,
I'm going home to Irish goodbye.
Like, I don't need all this stimulation. Yeah.
And so I would be there till 7 a.m.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Learning that I was a projector and that we have these like time gaps. I don't know about you guys, but like maybe like a 2 to 4 hour time period where you have the most energy in the day is when I plan my work. And I, you know, you have to figure it out for yourself. But for me, it's like 10 to 2. And then after that, like I want to be able to do whatever I want. And so really incorporating that in motherhood and my business, again, is systems. And a lot of the stuff that you hear from human design teachers is projectors have different systems than anybody else. And just like I said, you don't rise to the level of your goals. You fall to the level of your systems. First, you have to break away from the system that told you that you have to be a certain way. And you have to stop listening to just generators tell you, go, 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 go. And not feel bad, like, oh, well, when I take a nap, I wake up to money, or, you know, I rested yesterday for, you know, I took like an hour nap and woke up and did the best work I've ever done, you know, the best workout. It's being able to like break away and be yourself. And, you know, some projectors get a bad rap. I know that some people take advantage of learning that, and they're like, I get to be lazy all the time. And it's not, I don't think that's a great way to look at it. But time management, time blocking, and utilizing the energy of each day astrologically, and just learning your human design in general. Human design is such a cheat code. I'm a self-projected projector. So in order for me to process things, I have to speak about it. That's the way that I do. And so if I don't, you're going to get sick. If you don't listen to your body, you don't listen to your design, your personal design, and you're living by everybody else's design, of course, the whole thing is going to try to fall apart. So for me, it's really just knowing myself and knowing when to take a break, knowing when to work hard, and just having a schedule. Honestly, routines, that's why I did make Divine Discipline, because a routine saved my life, like mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially. Like that was the only thing that could get me away from everybody else's systems. And I have a routine, which, like you said, sometimes it's like, nope, gotta go home because I have a bedtime, have things that I need to do, gotta go do my own thing. And it is just like you have to live in your own world before you can live in other people's. Like, main character energy for sure. Like, that's really all. That's really it.
Oh, yeah. Character.
Gotta blast. Gotta blast taking care of myself.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you brought up divine discipline. So Jess has a e-guide that she wrote. And so we'll put it in the show notes of this. If you're listening, Keeve and I both have it because it was part of this bundle deal that we all three did. And it's really great. So just check it out. We'll put that below. Link it, and you can DM Jess with any questions, and it's in her link in bio, and we'll tag her Instagram as well.
No, yeah. Hey, don't touch me when I sleep, for sure. I'm sleeping alone. And listen, when it's time for me to go to sleep, I got a bedtime and alone time and a curfew. Okay. Yeah. And if you don't respect that, shorty, you ain't going to make it in my life. We can hang out from 6 to 8. And right at 8:01, it's time. Ain't no, oh my God, we just got done fucking. You're going to kick me out. Well, we didn't have to watch that episode. We could have fucked first and then watched the episode if you want a little nice exit. But I told you 6 to 8 and you want to wait till 6:40. Well, shit, I got it. I might not even nut if it's 6:59. I might, well, got to go. I got to go to sleep. And I'm dead ass about that, for real. And don't underestimate the power of a nap, too.
I have a generator man, and he takes it personal sometimes, but I have to let him know, like, I'm sleeping downstairs. Like, I used to have a bed in my office, like, because you just absorb everybody's energy all the time. And, like, that's why from jump after I had kids, I was like, no one is sleeping in this bed. I'm not a co-sleeper. I'm not that mom. Like, shout out to the moms that are. But, like, my energy, I'm not going to be mom. I'm not going to sleep good. If I don't sleep well, it's not happening. So, yeah, definitely. That's also part of my routine, is that 1 to 2 nights a week, your girl is sneaking out and sleeping on the couch. And I'm cool with it. I love it. It's not anything on the relationship. It's my energy needs this.
Yeah, I love sleeping in alone too. It's like, I don't know. It's just hot. I get hot and sweaty. I'm like, I don't want to touch anybody. Like,
you mean my covers? What you doing? Yeah. Shit.
Good. Divine discipline. So you wrote this guide, which we'll have in the show notes, but why don't you talk about your coaching one-on-one, and you do group coaching as well? Or do you just do one or the other? I can't remember right now. Are you changing things up?
I am changing things up, but I do all of that. Let's talk about divine discipline first. So divine discipline, it's like a 3-part guide to, just like Keem said, right? The seed that you plant, like, you got to plant the seed. So having the garden bed that is ready for those seeds to be planted, you take the first 30 days to get rid of the weeds, get rid of the toxins, you know, put in the new soil. So essentially eliminating bad habits, or, you know, this, because what is bad and good, right? But eliminating what you don't want to be the person that you want to become. There's the elimination process. And then there is the planting of the seed for the next, you know, 33 days, 33 days, 33 days. And the second part is when you plant those seeds, right? You start to fertile soil, you start doing the habits, the routines, the ritual, becoming that person, even channeling like an alter ego if you have to, you know, how would the person that I'm becoming do what I am about to do? And you start to channel that energy. And then we have the integration process, right? Because what, it takes 21 days to make or break a habit. It takes 90 days to make a lifestyle. So once you get into that that third portion, it's about integration. Because a lot of people are like serial course takers, serial guide buyers, and they don't actually do anything with it. They do it for the 30 days, and then it's like they never even had it. Instead of like, how do I make divine discipline my lifestyle? Because even the word disciple comes from being disciplined. So it's being a disciple to your chosen path. And so if you want to choose the path less traveled by, it is waking up earlier than other people. It is doing the things that you need to do so you can do the things that you want to do. And being disciplined is just like, I think you were saying on your live team, like when you say you're going to do something and then you don't do it, you confuse yourself. It's like, oh, okay, so we are incongruent with who we say we are. So if you let yourself off the hook, of course you're going to let other people give you breadcrumbs because you don't even give yourself whole meals. So divine discipline is a guide to help you become disciplined from the inside out. It's not just about the discipline of physical activity. It's not just everything that you do, but it's everything that you say you're going to do and following through, you know, like who is that person? How do you be the person who's disciplined? And no, I don't want that cookie. No, I don't want to go out and drink. No, I do have a bedtime and I need to cut myself off. Because if you can't control your actions, what can you control? You know, your actions and your reactions. And so discipline is really learning that. And the guide is, you know, it's starting to set you up for being a disciple of your personal chosen path, mentally, physically, spiritually, financially, all of it. And so it's that 90-day hack guide. But when it comes to the coaching and the things, actually, I'm launching everything August 15th, and I will have 3 different tiers available. It's more of like a monthly subscription, the first tier. And then I'm going to create a course that incorporates, you know, consciousness with discipline with the, it's like a woo-woo slash discipline course, and then one-on-one coaching as well. And right now I do have a mindset intensive. We're on week 3 of 6 where I do group coaching. So I really love doing the group coaching containers because you meet other people, you know, like I'm sure you guys have probably talked about being like the black sheep of the family, or not everybody's like you. It's hard to find people to date, that too. It's hard to find people to date, to be friends with, because you're constantly growing and outgrowing your old paradigms. And so finding community is so, so important. So having like a group coaching where people get to be introduced to other people on the internet, or whether they're in the same state or not, it's being able to find people who are on the same wavelength, because I'm sure you guys can relate. This healing stuff, this entrepreneur stuff, this discipline stuff, it can get lonely. Like, you're like, oh, okay, so no one's coming with me. No one's going to get on this train that's leaving. And a lot of people do stay stuck because they don't want to be on that train alone. And they're like, I will stay the same. I do not want to be disciplined because my man's not disciplined. I don't want to stop drinking because my friends aren't going to stop drinking. So then what does that leave you? Without a relationship, without friends? And I've actually, have you guys heard of this term, the third space?
No.
Yes, I have. Third spaces. And they kind of disappeared over COVID or whatever.
Yeah. So there, we used to have home life and we had work life. And then we had the third space. And you can insert anything there, whether it was church or it was your gym community, or it was, you know, this third space of some type of community, girls gatherings, guys nights. But everything has condensed into one because so many people work from home and work from their phone. So work-life balance, work and home are the same now for a lot of people. And then even the third space of community has become just Zoom calls. So everything has become one space and there is no law of separation being practiced. And I'm a separation girly. I'm like, I got my home life. Y'all are my family, but I gotta go. Like, I want to work at a coffee shop. I don't want to be here to work. I want to work outside of the house. And even the work life, I'm like, whenever I did work a 9-to-5, I'm like, y'all ain't coming with me to my personal life. You know, like, we don't mix. We're not going to shit where we eat, right? And then we would have the third space. And I loved being in like softball leagues, faith groups, you know, things that made you feel like you can practice your beliefs or the things that you're excited about, a book club even, right? Book clubs, gardening clubs, just something that now has been condensed to the internet. So that's something I'm working on, is a third space of something more than just the internet, so that people feel like they have a place to commune, because we're missing that. And that is heavily playing a part in the decline of mental health, physical health, emotional health, and connectivity, because humans need other humans. Right? We need to link up with people who are on the same wavelength so we don't feel alone in this growth journey, growing your mind, growing your spirit, all of it.
That's what I said. That's why I started the Choose Yourself community, because that's what helped me, except I wasn't talking to nobody. I was just talking to my phone, not realizing that the future me was listening to me and the feedback from others, you know, inspiring others, and hearing that I was helping people change is what pushed me and motivated me. Y'all looking for motivation, go contribute to somebody else's life. That'll help you. Mm-hmm. Which pushed me to learn more about that path I was on. And then I got into this cycle of willpower due to a desire to contribute, not to myself. Willpower kicked in because I wanted to be somebody for my legacy, for what I leave behind, obviously my family and stuff, but more for my future self, to put the systems in place for my future self. And I started to realize, you said all three of them things mesh. People don't have a family or friends or community to even make claims. And that's the second part. I think you get the willpower to do your research and grow your mind, plant the seed, and then you got to make a claim. You got to write it down, tell a coach, tell your friend, tell your spouse, text somebody, because now you're putting that accountability on yourself. The guilt will hit differently when you worried about how somebody else thinks about you versus you telling yourself something and then not following through and then not punishing yourself for the commitment because you justified the excuses. And now everything's okay. And then the time passed. And now you're just sitting here in your head again. So find somebody somewhere to make that claim. And I think with consistency, all those things, willpower, research, make a claim, consistency, eventually comes discipline. And that transition from your old self to your new self is always lonely. You seen the damn caterpillar? Is it two caterpillars in a cocoon? Come on now. Do you ever hear the damn caterpillar asking a butterfly anything? No, because the butterfly's too far away. You're going to fly away from your old friends, and they ain't going to ask you for nothing except how to fly. And you're going to have to tell them, go by yourself in that cocoon. Stop going out. Stop doing all the bullshit. Choose yourself. And then motherfucking hibernate before you get them wings.
Yeah. And keeping promises to yourself and doing what you say you're going to do. So I hear a lot of people, you guys probably can agree. A lot of people say they don't have confidence to stick to a certain thing, whatever it may be. Like the confidence isn't there. But if you want to build confidence, you will do that by keeping promises to yourself. If you can keep your own word with yourself, then you'll have the confidence to do more because you're going to believe in yourself more. The more promises that you keep to yourself, like if you say you're going to go to the gym, even if it's like, if you go to the gym not zero times right now and you just go one day a week, just keep that one promise to yourself. It doesn't have to be more than that to start out with. Just keep the one thing, because then you're going to be like, oh shit, I did it. I can do it again next week. And then it's eventually going to be like, oh shit, I can add on to that because I trust myself to actually do it because I follow through with the words that I tell myself. And then other people are going to start having confidence in you too because they're going to see you actually doing what you say you're going to do. So it's all a domino effect, and just start small. You don't have to start with like, you know, a whole new routine, like completely different than what you're doing right now. You're never going to stick to it. Just start with one thing. But back to what you were saying about creating community online and expanding and like the third spaces, and we have to kind of cultivate that now. Tying it into astrology, Pluto moving into Aquarius, right? It's all about online and community and technology and expansion and meeting the people that are going to align with you. And we have, what a time to be alive right now in the time of this technology where we can reach, like, I mean, Instagram alone has billions of people, billions. And all three of us are in different states. We're all connecting. We all have relating to each other on the same wavelengths. And it's like, so if you want to find people and you don't have anyone local to you, go online and see who you can connect with and see who you can talk to. It doesn't, of course, it's nice to be in person, but if you can't and you feel alone with the way you're thinking, just start talking to the phone. Like Keen was saying, you just start talking to the phone and the right people are going to find you, and you never know what you're going to create. Because how long has it been, Keem? 5 years since you started creating content? Longer than that. But it's like, look what you created, Arpen. Did you ever see yourself getting here? Did you ever see yourself where you are right now?
No, because I was talking shit, but I wasn't doing what I was saying when I first started. It was just who I wanted to be. I was talking about who I want to be. Get up, get shit done, follow through. And then Thursday comes, I party till Sunday. And then Monday, I'm like, all right, I'm going to try to say this shit again. And eventually it went from Thursday to Sunday to Friday to Sunday to Friday, Saturday to Saturday, only when the Vikings play, to socially on occasion. And now what I've focused on in that time, like you were saying, the small amount of time that you allocate to yourself to learn, research, and fuck up, that's the space that strengthens your choices throughout the day so that you can reflect on what you did yesterday, learn something new, and then try to adjust for the future. And some people skip that time, you know, even in that first mind, body, spirit, in that first hour, there should be some segment of creation or learning or, you know, trying to at least develop one new trait or learn about a new trait, because so many people have it worse and are doing better. And so many people have it better and are about to be doing worse. And so the only problem is your mindset.
Exactly. Yep. And I want to circle back to on how you have mentioned a couple times working by the astrological days of the week. So can you kind of run through those? I love that. I think a lot of people will get a lot out of it.
Yeah, for sure. It's obviously one of my favorite things. I have an astro map out where I go through your personal birth chart and your human design, and I put together kind of like your weekly map out of what your daily themes should be and what you should work around. That is expiring August 5th because I'm cleaning out my inventory and starting new, but working with the days of the week. So, you know, everything is connected, right? Everything is energy. Energy is everything. So Monday, lunes, right? In Spanish is luna, the moon. So on moon day, Monday, you go by the energy of the moon, which is your emotions, your intuition. It's honestly like a Sunday. So when people say that they start their work week, I'm like, that right there was programmed by somebody else, because Monday is really about going inward and really just channeling your emotions, right? Emotion is energy in motion. So getting yourself really in that flowy state to create. And so for me personally, I have a Pisces moon, and I like to channel the sister sign of your sign, because in order for me to be the Delulu Pisces moon girly that I am, I have to feel safe to do that, right? To be able to flow. And so the sister sign of Pisces is Virgo, which is all about health, wellness, routine. So my Mondays, I'm getting my car washed, vacuumed, I'm getting roses for my altar to set the tone for my home of abundance, because roses have the highest frequency. That's why they say stop and smell the roses, but really it's just stop and raise your frequency, right? So Mondays are very intentional for me. We do micro Mondays, we do massage Mondays, we do manifestation Mondays in my house, and that sets you up for the week starting on Tuesday. So Tuesday, Martes in Spanish, is Mars, which is the planet of masculinity, the planet of dominance, the planet of aggression, and it's how you take action, and it's directly correlated to that solar plexus chakra. So the solar plexus is your fiery energy, and it's your self-confidence. So Tuesday is the day to get shit done, okay? So Tuesdays for me, like, that's the day that my house is getting worked on and my business is getting worked on. I don't work in my business on Tuesdays. I work on my business on Tuesdays, if that makes sense. Like, I don't see clients, but I do work on course material. I work on building self, soul, spiritual. So it's a great day to just boom, bam, you have the energy and to harness just taking action from that fiery space. And then Wednesdays in Spanish is miércoles, which is Mercury. And Mercury is the planet of communication, travel, technology. Best day to travel, book a flight. It's great pricing too, right? Also to send emails or to schedule a call with a loved one. It's about speaking. And Mercury is directly correlated to the throat chakra as well. So it's not only about speaking, but it's also about how you intellectualize the world. So it's take a new class, have a new course, have new content, create more content, take in all of that content. And then Thursdays, which is today, which I love that August started on a Thursday, because Thursday is Jueves, which is Jupiter.
Eggs.
That's Jueves. But Jupiter is the biggest planet that there is, right? So Jupiter is all about expansion and growing and getting to the biggest possible version of yourself. Like if your higher self was a day, it would be Thursday. And so, you know, we have Abundant August, Ascension August, like we're tapping into all those A's. I love that we started on a Thursday because it's really setting the tone for how the month's going to be, and the planet of luck as well. And so expanding is also getting out of your comfort zone, taking leaps of faith on Thursday, getting really big. And Jupiter is connected to the crown chakra, so like how connected you are from the inside out. And Fridays, I love Fridays. Friday, which is Viernes, is related to Venus, which is the planet of love and money, which is, you know, why we go on dates on Fridays, why we get paid on Fridays. It is the planet of money. And Venus is also correlated to the heart chakra. So it is about that, you know, that divine self. Like, it's about seeing the beauty in your life, the love in your life. And so I like to tell people to like schedule appointments on that day, like, you know, bills, payments, schedule, get your toes done, get the wax, like do the things on Fridays when you feel the most abundant, like work on your beauty. Like, that's a hair wash day for me and my children, because we're working on that crown. Okay. And then Saturday, which I love Saturday so, so much. Saturday is Sabado, which is the day of the Sabbath, but it's also ruled by Saturn, which is the planet of structure, stability, and strategy. So that's why I said, don't let your weekends be your weekends, because Saturn, like Big Daddy Saturn, like he does the most. Like he does so much to make your life what it is. Like if there was a planet that was routine and planning, it is Saturn. So on Saturdays, it's a great day to plan the week ahead. Like plan the groceries, plan the bills. What days are you going to work? What is coming up? Like get yourself prepared. Failure to prepare is preparation to fail. Do that stuff on Saturdays. Like that's a great day to work out. That is a great day to push that energy out so that you stay in a routine, not fuck it off, not sleep in, like not do those things. Saturn will wake you up because Saturn is also the planet of karma. And Sundays are ruled by the sun, you know, soul, the sun. And so it is the self, like your sun sign is the self. And, you know, self-care Sunday is very valid. Definitely take care of the self, take care of how you are connected to everything else. Family days, community days, like what makes you you? Channel that on Sunday. And that's why a lot of people, you know, they go on a retreat that is over the weekend, and that Sunday communion, like that Sunday prayer within yourself is so, so necessary. But those are the days of the week. It's seriously like one of my favorite things to tap into because it helps me plan my weeks according to my energy and not the world. Like I'm going to go into the world. The world's not coming into me.
That's interesting. For real.
Isn't it? I love it.
Yeah, that's cool. And I always say, you know, you can find your purpose in anything you do. If you're a damn grocery bagger, you're a freaking banker, a post office, whatever your purpose is, find it, narrow it down to the broadest term, and then apply that forward through whatever activity you're doing. Is that something you can do with the days of the week? Like if you work a 9-to-5, can you still, you know, appreciate abundance on a Friday if you hate your job? All mindset, I'd say.
You can change your mindset, yes, but you can from anywhere. You can have two jobs. You can have whatever it is. And even the thing that you were talking about with neural pathways, right? You're talking about the brain is that you have epigenetics as well, right? You're able to change your genetic makeup through thought alone and through the elevated emotion with an intention. And I was talking about this on my call last night with my mindset intensive group. And if you've ever heard of Jim Quick, have you guys heard of Jim Quick? He had a brain injury as a child and, you know, he's changed his brain. He works with the brain. He has the three M's, which is your mindset, your motivation, and your methods. And you have to have all three because if you have two without one of them, you're going to fall short. And in order to have the motivation, you have to have energy and you have to use small, simple steps and you have to have purpose. So I would say the biggest thing is motivation, because motivation isn't something that you have. It's something that you do. And so motivation is your purpose times the energy you have, because exhaustion will make a coward out of anybody. And also the three S's, which are small, simple steps. Just like you're saying, like you don't have to change your life overnight. You're not changing your mindset overnight. It is the small, simple steps. And so even incorporating astrology, like you could meditate on a Monday. You could clean your toilets on a Tuesday. You could send an email or, you know, apply for another job on a Wednesday or talk to a coworker that is somewhere that you want to be. Like, you know, don't take constructive criticism from someone who hasn't constructed shit. That goes for people that are in a 9-to-5 space too. Like, go talk to a mentor or go talk to someone who is where you want to be. And like I said, free game is out there. A lot of the people that are in positions to give advice are going to give it, because a lot of the time it is lip service because the person isn't actually going to do it. But the people who actually do the things that the millionaires, billionaires are telling you to do, like that's why they say millionaires don't use astrology, but billionaires do. And, you know, I would say if you are in a space where you don't like your life, you don't like your mindset, you don't like your job, your family, your circumstances, yes, changing your mindset is necessary, and you can use astrology to your advantage and do the things with small, simple steps. And also just figuring out your purpose, which takes experimentation.
Research.
Yeah.
Yep.
cheat codes. Astrology is cheat codes. I know there's a lot of people that don't believe in it, but it's not something to believe in it or not. It's just if you understand it or not. So really understanding my entire birth chart changed everything for me. And then adding in human design, because that takes astrology plus your energy centers and everything else. It's like, it just really helps you see what direction you're going in and helps you understand how you personally can live your life. It's just the best thing ever. I love it so freaking much. Okay, so I just wanted to, since we're talking about business and growing online, and you know, I think all of us have went from working for other people to now building our own things. And being in the spiritual community, we're talking about astrology, you're talking about human design, talking about all this woo-woo stuff. And I know in the astrology community, especially with like my audience on Source Junkie, it's like people are half and half, where when I talk to people about building something around their passion, they get really apprehensive and hesitant around selling something. So can we talk about how important it is to understand sales and marketing, even if you do have a spiritual, soulful business? Because I feel without understanding those two aspects, sales and marketing, it doesn't matter how much you want to give people or how much you want to help other people expand. If you don't understand those two things, you're only going to go so far and you're going to hit a cap if you don't understand how to work the internet, especially. So why don't you give us your insight on that, Jess?
I love that, which is why I worked with a mentor myself. I worked with
mentors too.
She helped me with like a conscious business plan, right? Like solopreneurship, if you will. And she loved talking about money. She actually worked with Jen Sincero, which is the author of You Are a Badass and You Are a Badass at Making Money. And so having a coach who's had a coach like that is chef's kiss. But really what helped, because I used to be in that space where you think common sense is common, or you think that your common sense everybody has. And as a projector, we are the seers. So we're like, oh, doesn't everybody think like this? Can't everybody do what I'm about to do? And yeah, the answer is no. And with the gifts that you have, even like Steve Harvey said, right? Like everyone is born with a gift, and it's about you sharing your gift with the world. And when you make money or income, it's about the impact you're making. Yeah, there are like shady things out there, but if you are coming from this place of you want to build your business, you have a conscious business and you want to make income. I remember when I first started, I just wanted to give my coaching out for free. I'm like, I want people who can't afford it to be able to have access to it. I'm gonna tell you right now, people with broke mindsets, people that you give stuff for free are not gonna do the work. But someone just sending the invoice, like I've had $22 clients hassle me more than the $2,200 clients who are like invoice sent. You know, like when people are that, because it's also their exchange. If you don't allow people to raise their standards and raise their income to meet themselves where they're at, you're shorting them of an experience of being able to be in that energetic exchange like field. And just like the quote from Jim Rohn, right? Your income rarely exceeds your level of personal development. And so income is all about impact. And what sales are is service, like your service to the world. And so yes, making sales, like people could go take my business plan. You can have it for free if you wanted. You can use my material, and I promise you, you're not going to have the same impact as me, because you're not me. Like you being you is your sauce. Like you being you is the magic that there is, because sales are heart centered, right? Venus is the planet of love and money, because it's all about your exchange of time, money, services, products, like. And when you believe energy. That you have solutions, yeah, energy, you have solutions for people, you're not just selling something. You're serving what people are asking for. Do you think Chipotle's like, I don't know, this sale is so crazy. Like, shouldn't we give our food away for free? Like,
yeah, no, I see it.
What you have inside of you, yes, you should be able to, people should have access to it. But shouldn't the collective also raise their standard of living to be, if they're in a personal development space? Because when I hired my coach, that was the last I had in my bank account. And I'm like, I don't even know how I'm going to pay you the next payment. But what that did was show me what it takes to get in the arena with energetic exchange. And if you want to build your business, build your business. Like you take, if knowledge is power, then learning is your superpower. So continue, like, it's not what you learn, it's how you learn. So learn. How can you learn faster? How can you learn more efficiently? How can you take that stuff, apply it to your purpose, apply it to your services, and then pump out a course or a service or a product? Because you're like, you know that people are waiting on you, right? Like, there's people in the universe that are like, I can't wait for you to serve me. I don't care if this other person is cheaper. I don't care if this person's more expensive. You are who I want to work with because you're you. And if you're like, I don't know
if it's right,
you know, like, those people need you to step up. Like, there are people who want to work with you, but it's about you working on you in order for people to be able to work with you. Because they, you know, like, just like people, think about teachers and coaches that if they wouldn't have been there, your life wouldn't be the same. If there was the coach that you hired, yeah, like, you think, because imagine they took that day off and they were like, you know what, I just don't think that I should offer these things anymore because I don't find it fair, or I just don't know about charging that much. But they were in the arena of income and impact. Service is sales. And then you entered into it because you are a magnetic match. So when it does come to energy exchange, it's all about Venus. It's all about how you see the world and what you think about money, your money story. You're a Badass at Making Money is an amazing book if you haven't already read it. Also, Secrets of the Millionaire Mindset, great book. It's really, because I came from nothing. I came from poor and lack. I came from drug addicted household, evictions. So I get it. I get why you are where you are. But if you stay a victim, you'll never be a victor of your life.
Don't be a bitch. Hey, go, also, learn how to sell. No, learn how to sell, because you're selling your personal brand every single day to people. If you want to find a partner, you want to find a new job, you didn't know who the fuck you are and what foot you're going to put forward. I say mindset of a sales warrior. That's a good one to learn about sales. I've been in sales, you know, for 10 years. Now I'm in these streets cold calling at bars and restaurants, five-star restaurants of the world. I'm walking in there in a damn shirt trying to talk to the bar, to the beverage director. I go in there 10, 12 times before I even meet the assistant manager. But what I know about myself is what allows me to stay persistent, because I do the work on myself, which develops confidence.
Yeah, that's so true. Another really good money book, Choosing Yourself. Another really good money book is Happy Pocket Full of Money. And so he talks about in that book how if you have an idea for something that you want to create, whether it's a course, a digital product, or even like a physical product, it's because in the quantum field, somebody had the thought that they need the idea that you had. So you need to create it because somebody put it in there, out there for you to be like, okay, I got this idea. I need to create this. So somebody is literally asking for what you have to offer because they want to pay for it and buy it. So you just have to, everything that Jess said is like right, you know,
on the money,
pin on the nose, because it's like you have to feel you are worthy and deserving of being paid for your knowledge and what you know. And anything that you put out there, people will pay for it. You just have to find the right people. So, man, I love it.
Y'all better get this CYC membership, because I'm upping the price ASAP now. Y'all done fucked up. Now I done undervalue myself. $20 a month, listen, for the first 100 people. After that, woo, y'all better be ready for 99, 99. For your mighty mind, mighty, mighty mind. Shit.
Oh, man. We'll wrap this up because I know Keem's got to get out on the streets and get to work. But how can we find you? You kind of listed off all your containers and everything that you have to offer. So I'm sure it's just all linked in your bio. And if you have anything you want to tell the people that you are coming out with, or anything coming up that you want to let people know about so they can tap in with you when it comes, aside from what you already said, I guess.
No, just that my sales, everything is like 30 to 80% off on my site right now, because I'm doing away with those products and services and coaching. And I'm stepping into, you know, when spirit calls, I listen. And spirit said it was time for an upgrade in not only myself and my business, but also my clientele. So that starts on August 15th and these sales end August 5th. But you can find me at Self Soul Spiritual, and my Stan store link is in my bio. And yeah, you are.
Make sure you hit follow.
Working on yourself means you're working on your business. So when you work on yourself, your business is going to speak for itself.
For sure.
Yeah. And I love tapping into Jess. Jess is a Gemini, so she's really great with her words and very articulate. So I always tune into her stories, and she's like one of the one people that I actually listen the entire way through. Because I'm like,
Yes, 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 yes.
So definitely tap in with her because it's really great insight all the time. And we appreciate you so much. So yeah, if you listen to this episode and you got any value out of it, make sure that you leave us a review and share to your socials. Tag us at Choose Your Soul Show on Instagram and make sure you subscribe so you don't miss the next episode.
Yeah. Hey, Choose. Thanks, Jess. Listen, I learned a lot about myself. I admire your mindset. And those of you who are hesitating and debating, you need to stop waiting and get after it.
Period.